400 years ago, there's a story of a mother and a child. And the mother brought the child to Mass. And during the moment of communion, the mother went up to receive communion very fervently and left the little child at his place. When the mother came back, the child, who was 3 years old, very spontaneously placed his head over the heart of the mother. The mother asked the child, "What are you doing?" The child said, "I'm listening to God's heart beat within your heart." This child, being very precocious, eventually went to school and became a lawyer. But he wasn't happy with that. He felt God was calling him to do something else, so he went into the seminary and actually became a priest. And he was ordained in the country of France. This was shortly after the Protestant Reformation that had spread its poison from Germany into parts of France. So the bishop decided to send this newly ordained priest into Chablais, which today would be Switzerland, where the stronghold of Calvinism was present. So when this young priest entered, there are 56,000 Calvinists and 56 Catholics. After 3 years of missionary work, when he left Chablais to go back to France, there were 56,000 Catholics and 56 Calvinists. So he went on to do his missionary work. Now in France, was ordained a bishop when he was in his 30s, and dedicated himself to preaching and teaching and writing. He wrote thousands of letters, and he wrote two famous books. One was, according to some, the greatest treatise ever written on love in the Catholic Church. Another one was a classic in the spiritual life that Father Tim Gallagher, who's an oblate priest on EWTN, said that upon reading that when he was a teenager, that was the book that taught him how to meditate. The name of that book is The Introduction to the Devout Life. Let's see. Can any of you, I've held his name back, can any of you tell me the name of that person? St. Francis of Assisi? Francis Xavier. Francis Zelos. Francis de Sales. What was the gospel today? The gospel was about children. So I purposely told that story about a child, a three-year-old child. But that child before was in the womb of Francis de Sales. And then the child was in the arms of the mother. Then the child learned how to walk. Then the child learned how to pray. So a child in the womb is a future baby in the arms of the mother. The baby in the arms of the mother is a future toddler that can be walking around, barely walking around, falling and getting up. And that toddler is one day going to be a teenager. The teenager is a future young adult. Future young adult is an adult. Future young adult is going to be a mature adult. And then eventually, an older person. And then eventually, a saint. Hopefully. Hopefully. But he or she becoming a saint depends a lot upon how that child was formed as a child. And who are the principal formators of children? Parents. So the reason why Francis Sales became a great saint is the working of the Holy Spirit. But the conduit, if I can use French-American word, conduit or bridge by which God usually chooses are the parents. But 2 hours ago I finished a baptism. Sometimes I got 20, today I only had one. Good enough though. There's enough water for one or for 20, no? We've had a lot of water these past couple weeks, right? In my message to these parents, I said one of your principal obligations is to teach these children about God and to teach the children how to pray. Children are like sponges. What does a sponge do? It absorbs. Absorbs can be the good or bad. And I told them in my little message that about 9 months ago I was able to travel to Florida to visit my parents. And when I was there, one of their grandchildren and one of their great-grandchildren came to visit. And they told me that the great-grandchild that was 2 years old, could already pray the creed and the rosary. I didn't believe it. You know, 4 or 5, 2, that's impossible. The father of that grandchild is my oldest godchild, okay? So they brought the little half pint, as they say, or in Spanish, chaparito, to in front of me. Come on, Mikey, let's see. He's not going to be able to do it. No, he did? In the name of the Father and the Son of the Lord. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin. I almost had a heart attack. I was blown away. Then during the summer months, he came to visit, and he was leading one of the deckers of the rosary. By that time he turned from 2 to 3, but still a 3-year-old, not a bad accomplishment. That's a story related to the gospel. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." The apostles wanted to get rid of them. Let the little children come to me. One occasion, Fulton Sheen was preaching, and during the Mass, there was a little baby that was crying. So the mother got up to take the baby out. Fulton Sheen said, "Hey, you know, the baby doesn't bother me." The lady said, "But you're bothering the baby." So given that we're living in a very challenging world, I'd like to introduce you to one of my favorites, Our Lady of Fatima. She appeared to those who had doctorates, right? Those who had doctorates from Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. She appeared to three illiterate, simple shepherd children. And two of them are among the youngest saints in the Catholic Church, the Sorority Blessed. They didn't have a doctorate from Princeton or Yale, but they had a great teacher. Not bad, huh? Mary was their teacher. Do you think that she's better than the greatest professors in the world? What do you think? She's the second greatest teacher that ever came to planet Earth. The first was her son that she had in her womb for 9 months. And she became the second greatest teacher. So reflect upon the whole idea of the child. How can we bring children to Jesus Christ? How can we be instrumental in bringing children to the heart of Mary? So in this Mass, let's thank God for all the children that God has placed within our reach. Parents, teachers, catechists, priests. And let's place all these children that we have had contact with on the altar. Tell the Lord that we're sorry for the times that maybe we haven't given perfect example to them. We all make mistakes, right? And let's pray that all of them will find refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen.